Several years ago, Irish singer Sinead O'Connor announced that she was retiring from the music biz, leaving her tumultuous rock stardom behind. But she's back. Sinead O'Connor's new album is called Throw Down Your Arms. It's a collection of Jamaican roots music that she recorded in Jamaica. Sinead O'Connor is in our West Coast studio and joins me now. Hello, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let me start with this term roots music. Most people will hear this and just say reggae. That's what I thought.
Right.
But you have a clear distinction between reggae and roots that's important to you. Can you explain to us the difference?
I guess, yeah, Rasta or roots would be the kind of esoteric end of reggae, for want of a better description. It would be the religious aspect of reggae music. It has this thing of kind of, they're chanting God to life, chanting it back from, sometimes religion can give the impression, without meaning to, that God is somehow a thing which is unattainable by people, it's far away and almost dead or something, you know. There's a kind of cult sometimes of death around religion. I don't know if that's too strong a word, but the Rastas kind of, how they use music to reassure people that God is actually with them and watches and can be called upon. They're a kind of prophetic movement in that way, and they use music as a vehicle, you know. He will take us by the hand and lead us to the wonderland. If we can't be good, we'll be careful.
When I read that you had returned to recording music after a hiatus when you spent some time at home with your children, I guess I could relate as the mother of two young children, but perhaps I'm projecting here. What was behind your decision to record again?
I guess what it was is I wanted to come out of the mainstream rock and pop thing, as I really found it quite spiritually bereft, you know, to be mild about it. It didn't occur to me at the time that there was any other arena in which I could sing. So it took me some 3 years or so to understand that wanting to kind of kill off the pop star aspect doesn't mean that you have to kill off yourself entirely, you know. Plus, I got to the point where if I saw the supermarket again, I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, I began to break out in rashes as soon as I set foot in the supermarket. Because you've got to drag the kids into the car, drag them into the trolley, da-da-da-da. I think that they should come to us. You know, you could register if you're mum and have the van come around with everything you need. Like,
that's a pretty good idea.
Oh, man, it's terrible. Like,
so tell me about recording in Jamaica. You were actually at Bob Marley's studio working with two of the biggest names in Jamaican music, Sly and Robbie, who produced your album.
It was a huge thing to me, like, because these songs just, I couldn't begin to describe how much they mean to me on every level in life. Like, so, and I'd wanted to go to Kingston for years, but it had been my biggest dream. So, like, it's the only boarding pass I ever kept, for example, is the one to Kingston, you know. So I was just beside myself. I'm living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through every day. Only I can the price, arm and leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, all I see, people are requiring a rob, all a bribe. Thief never love, you see, thief with long bag. No love for the people who have suffered real bad. Another toll to the poor, may God help your soul. What is to stop the youth from get out of control? Full up of education, yet no honor.
I think a lot of people might sort of have trouble figuring out what about Rastafarian spirituality speaks to someone who was raised Irish Catholic in Dublin.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I always joke that Catholicism created more Rastas than anything else did. But equally, Rastafari has inspired me to be even more passionately Catholic. And when I say that, I'm not a right-wing, dogmatic type of Catholic, obviously. But I am hugely inspired by Catholicism, and that's the religion of my culture. And it's a bit like a relationship you might have with a mother or father or someone you love, that you sometimes want to rattle them and shake them because you don't want them to die. You don't want anything to happen to them. You know, you actually want to help them in some ways. Rastafari is not a religion, it's a movement. And when you're around those people, you can taste God, is how I would put it. Whereas, like, the rest of religious people are accidentally or whatever by the fact that, you know, they've been conditioned to believe certain things, but they're acting often in a way that would make people think there was no God. And what I learned from them, actually, was to stand up and fight for my own religion, you know, very passionately.
The lion did crown the king. The lion did crown the king. In Addis Ababa, Africa, Jano dead.
There's a great Sufi poet called Hafiz, and he had this really tiny little three-line poem called The Great Religions. And it says, the great religions are like ocean liners, and the poets are the lifeboats, and all the passengers are throwing themselves off the sides. You know, and I love that idea that, you know, these songs are lifeboats, literally.
Meet me at the bank of the beautiful river when your journey has ended. I and I will discuss about this matter. Jano dead.
Do you think there are any cultural parallels between Jamaica and Ireland at all?
Massive, massive. You know, there are huge blood ties, for a start. You know, there are huge ties between Africa and Ireland going way back, you know, before Jamaica even existed as it is now. We were colonised by the same people and by the same religion in a lot of ways. And we have the same, I think, similarity in our music, in that there's a huge kind of longing and yearning and calling in the music from Ireland and Jamaica, particularly the singing. And also the biggest thing for me, similarity, is this passion about God. Like Irish people in the Irish language, to say hello, we say Dia Gwich, which means God be with you. And the answer is Dia Smiragwich, which means God and Mary be with you. So that's how we say hello, like. And the same in Jamaica. I never met anyone there who didn't talk about God all the time, very passionately, God and singing.
Ask you a question now about the music business, I guess. I understand that you have recorded this album without a record label, that it's this new arrangement that you have with a distributor, so that people in the music business are probably watching how this works. Can you explain to me what it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm not going to take credit for as such, because it's my manager is the one who set it up, but it's basically, for the last few years or so, it's been becoming apparent that the mainstream record companies are becoming obsolete and useless, because artists have finally, because we're so stupid, it's taken us this long to realise that actually we could be making more money if we put the records out ourselves. For example, Michael Jackson, I think, has been the highest paid artist in the mainstream music industry. He only actually gets 18% of what his records generate, you know, and it's considered an honour that he gets that. Whereas if you make deals direct with distributors or license agreements with other companies, you can make 50% or more if you want to be really hard about it.
You've always had an interesting relationship with record companies anyway. I know you're probably very sick of talking about your hair, but you shaved your hair, as I understand it, sort of in reaction to the record companies who are trying to tell you, hey, you need a sexier look, you've got to tart this up to sell albums, and you said, forget it.
Yeah, they tried. I'm shy, or I'm Irish or whatever, but I never quite felt too comfortable all dressed up, not quite like a bloke, really. So they tried to get me to, you know, make the most of myself. My manager at the time actually said, you should effing well shave your hair, you know. So I did. I went straight to this Greek barber who almost cried after he had done it. I love it. I don't feel like me unless I have my hair shaved. So even when I'm an old lady, I'm going to have it.
Sinead O'Connor's new album is called Throw Down Your Arms. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Ain't got no food to eat. Ain't got no money to spend. Oh, ain't got no food to eat. Ain't got no money to spend.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.